पतिता नाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ दिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ दिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरा वन चारी। यमुना तीरा वन चारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा दामोदर राधा दामोदर राधे। जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे। जय कृष्णा बलराम कृष्णा बलराम कृष्णा बलराम। जय कृष्णा बलराम थैंक यू वेरी मच। कृष्ण प्रभुपाद की जय गौर नित्याय की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Karanga Namah Shri Krishna Prabhu 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 Shri Krishna ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम ज्ञानातिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम 2.6.20 टुडे I will read the shloka, we can do call and response. And then I request translation and purports to be read by Ragatmika Prabhu because it's a very, very long purport today.
Is it 19 or 20?
20?
Okay.
20.
Oh, it is 16. Okay, I'm sorry.
Padastrayo bahishchas bahishchanna अप्रज्ञं य आश्रमः अन्तस्त्रिलोक्यास्त्व परो गृहमेधो भृतः पादास्त्रयो बहिश्चासन् अप्रज्ञं य आश्रमः या प्रजानाम् आश्रमः अन्तस्त्रिलोक्यस्त्व परो अपरो गृहमेदो बृद् अहबृद् व्रता
बृद्व्रता
आश्रयो बहिश्चासन् अप्रजानां य आश्रमः अन्तस्त्रिलोक्यास्त्वपरो गृहमेधो बृहद्व्रता पादाश्रयो बहिश्चासन् य प्रजानां य आश्रमः गृहमेदो बृहद्व्रतः पादाश्रयो बहिश्चासन् अप्रजानां स आश्रमः अन्तस्त्रिलोक्यास्तपरो गृहमेदो बृहद्व्रतः पादास्त्रयो बहिश्च सन् अप्रजानां य आश्रमः अन्तस्त्रिलोक्यस्त्वपरो गृहमेदो बृहद्व्रतः synonym translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai padatrayah the cosmos of three-fourths of the Lord's energy Bahai, thus situated beyond. Cha, and for all. Asan, where? Aprajanam, of those who are not meant for rebirth.
Those who are not meant for rebirth.
Those. Ashramaha, status of life. Antaha. Within three lokya of the three worlds two but aparaha others grihamedaha attached to family life abrihat vrataha, without strictly following a vow of celibacy. Mother Agathika Prabhu, can you please read translation? Okay, I can read translation. The spiritual world, which consists of three-fourths of the Lord's energy, is situated beyond this material world, and it is especially meant for those who will never be reborn. Others who are attached to family life and who do not strictly follow celibacy vows must live within the three material worlds.
Purport. The climax of the system of Vanashram Dharma or Sanatan Dharma is clearly expressed here in this particular verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. The highest benefit that can be awarded to a human being is to train him to be detached from sex life, particularly because it is only due to sex indulgence that the conditioned life of material existence continues birth after birth. Human civilization in which there is no control of sex life is a fourth-class civilization, because in such an atmosphere there is no liberation of the soul encaged in the material body. Birth, death, old age, and disease are related to the material body, and they have nothing to do with the spirit soul. But as long as the bodily attachment for sensual enjoyment is encouraged, the individual spirit soul is forced to continue the repetition of birth and death on account of the material body, which is compared to garments subjected to the law of deterioration.
Thank you. And we will summarize. So we saw that Prabhupada saying that the climax of Sanatan Dharma is clearly expressed here, and that is the highest benefit can be awarded to a human being is to train him to be detached from sex life. And then he goes on saying that human civilization, where there is no control of sex life, and he often said cats, dogs, civilization, fourth class civilization, there's no possibility of soul leaving the body. It's trapped, it's encaged. Maithuna Agar, Prabhupada quite often said that. He said that's the pivot. That's the pivot around which we keep on rotating. That's the anchor because of which our boat cannot leave. Have you heard of a company called Facebook? Anybody? You know that why it came to existence? It's because the CEO had an argument or fight with his girlfriend, and something came up like, no, she looks, the other girl looks prettier than you. And then this girl got, that's what I heard. And then he went to his room. He downloaded all the girls' photos from the library of their IT library. And then they played a game of comparison between who is prettier. And all the guys came to know that day, and they all logged on and they all played this Maithuna Agar game, one of the flavors. And that's how we have a $350 billion company today, because a CEO got lusty. Anyways, and then it goes sad because we have 8-year, 10-year-old girls who bruise themselves because they don't get enough likes by the cute boys in the class. So this is all, like Prabhupada is saying, it's so important to not have that fourth class civilization. And even today, that's how Facebook makes money, is because the status, if it is single, the other people contact, and this goes on. Of course, there's good uses. Devotees put it to very good use, technology. And we are so connected to all our choice con. For example, right now the class is going on, and in the morning there was japa and beautiful aarti and beautiful shringar. And we here in Bhagavad Gita 3.17, kama esha krodha esha rajo guna samudbhava mahashano maha papa papma vidhi enam iti iha vairinam. It is lust only, O Arjuna, which is born of contact of material mode of passion and later transformed into wrath, and which is all-devouring sinful enemy of this world. And so we are we can understand why the purport says that we will be trapped in this body. Please continue paragraph 2. In order to award one.
In order to award the highest benefit of human life, the Varnashram system trains the follower to adopt the vow of celibacy beginning from the order of Brahmacharya. The Brahmachari life is for students who are educated to follow strictly the vow of celibacy. Youngsters who have had no taste of sex life can easily follow the vow of celibacy. And once fixed in the principle of such a life, one can very easily continue to the highest perfectional stage, attaining the kingdom of three-fourths energy of the Lord. It is already explained that in the cosmos of three-fourths energy of the Lord, there is neither death nor fear, and one is full of the blissful life of happiness and knowledge. A householder attached to family life can easily give up such a life of sex indulgence if he has been trained in the principles of the life of a brahmacharya. A householder is recommended to quit home at the end of 50 years, pancho sordvam banam rajat, and live a life in the forest. Then, being fully detached from family affection, he may accept the order of renunciation as a sannyasi fully engaged in the service of the Lord. Any form of religious principles in which the followers are trained to pursue the vow of celibacy is good for the human being, because only those who are trained in that way can end the miserable life of material existence. The principles of nirvana, as recommended by Lord Buddha, are also meant for ending the miserable life of material existence. And this process in the highest degree is recommended here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. With clear perception of ideal perfection, although basically there is no difference between the process of Buddhists, Shankarites, and Vaishnavites. For promotion to the highest status of perfection, namely freedom from birth and death, anxiety and fearfulness, not one of these processes allows the follower to break the vow of celibacy.
Thank you. So, and then there is one more purport. But here, the highlight is that a householder is recommended to quit home at the end of 50 years and live a life in the forest, you know. And we see a good example in Alachua. Everybody moves to Alachua forest. So. And then being fully detached from family affection. And that's a key word, fully detached from family affection. Here, a few months ago, His Holiness Jayavadatta Swami gave a very nice class. It was a good discussion. And then Bhakti Lata, she first glorified his book, Vanity Karma. And she said that, she basically stressed on the point that this fully detached from family affection. She said, in order to be fully detached, one must be fully attached in the first place. It was a very, very important point. Like Srila Prabhupada showed us by example, his example, how can one be attached so that this attachment is actually nurturing to the each and everybody's spiritual life in the family. He was kind to everyone, children, women, struggling devotees, staunch devotees, hot tamales, whoever, even his opponents. So it's very important, in order to get detached first, we need to be really attached in Krishna consciousness way. And regarding the point of going to the forest, Bhakti Vinod Thakur says in Gayam Gavar Madhurswaris Bhajan, Grihe Thako, Bane Thako, Sadahari, Bole Thako, Sukhe Dukhe, Bhulo Nako, Vadane Harinam Karore. Gai Gaura Madhur Sware. Whether you're a householder or a sannyasi, constantly chant Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari. Do not forget this chanting. Whether you are in a happy condition or a distressful one, just fill your lips with the Hari Naam, Hari Hari. So we see that only one requirement is chanting, and we are so grateful to Gaur Nithai for giving us this Yuga Dharma. The household, and then again we see that the householders and persons who have deliberately broken the vow of celibacy cannot enter. And the word Prabhupada uses is, it was also in this shloka, which is abrihat vratas. those who have broken the vow of celibacy. But again, we have hope, and we'll come to it. But it is very important to note that all of us come to Krishna consciousness after so many lifetimes. Bahunam janmanam ante jnana vagma prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha 7.19. Or we know brahmande brahmite kona bhagyavana jiva guru krishna prasadipaya bhakti lata peach. So we cannot come to this without just like that. We take so much effort, so much effort. So many struggles. We are constantly struggling with this Maya. Mama Maya Duratya, Krishna says, it's because, she's Krishna's potency guard, to guard us against, the real devotees. So this is so hard. We struggle, and we come and take initiation. We come and take the vows. And let's see what Prabhupada says in the third and last purport.
The householders and persons who have deliberately broken the vow of celibacy cannot enter into the kingdom of deathlessness. The pious householders or the fallen yogis or the fallen transcendentalists can be promoted to the higher planets within the material world, 1/4 of the energy of the Lord, but they will fail to enter into the kingdom of deathlessness. Abridvratas are those who have broken the vow of celibacy. The vanaprastas, or those retired from family life, and the sannyasis, or the renounced persons, cannot break the vow of celibacy if they want success in the process. The brahmacharis, vanaprastas, and sannyasis do not intend to take rebirth, apraja, nor are they meant for secretly indulging in sex life. Such a fall down by the spiritualist may be compensated by another chance for human life in good families of learned Brahmins, or of rich merchants for another term of elevation. But the best thing is to attain the highest perfection of deathlessness as soon as the human form of life is attained. Otherwise, the whole policy of human life will prove to be a total failure. Lord Chaitanya was very strict in advising his followers in this matter of celibacy. One of his personal attendants, Chota Haridas, was severely punished by Lord Chaitanya because of his failure to observe the vow of celibacy. For a transcendentalist, therefore, who at all wants to be promoted to the kingdom beyond material miseries, it is worse than suicide to deliberately indulge in sex life, especially in the renounced order of life. Sex life in the renounced order of life is the most perverted form of religious life, and such a misguided person can only be saved if, by chance, he meets a pure devotee.
Thank you very much. What a beautiful purport. And I was really meditating on this, and really the solution seems to be going back to ABCDs, going back to basics. What are our ABCDs? A for association, B for books, C for chanting, D for deity worship. And association, I'm so grateful to each and every one of you present here, giving so much devote time to hear Bhagavatam class, and everybody online. For their association, I'm so, so grateful for your blessings and association. We see that it's very, very, very important. Association is so important. A very sweet Vaishnavi friend of mine, she was having, her husband, they were having some troubles in spiritual life. So she got a place for herself at another devotee's house, another strong devotee's house. She moved out for a few days. She was still, supporting her husband by providing prasadam and, going for deity worship. And then they would be separate for the rest of the day, and then next morning she would go. And it really worked, because you really need association. And now they are both amazing couple again, and they are doing lots of service together. So we see that a really good association is so important. Even if one is in the caves of Himalayas, we can get association. Any ideas how? By? What is one of the associations? It's by reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Because Prabhupada said he has invested all his potencies in his books. So we can be anywhere, and we can still have this association, the most potent form of association. Because association means absorbing the good qualities from someone else. So again, so grateful for all of your association here. You have one of the best morning programs, the best deity worship, the best of the pujaris. Everything is so wonderful here. So please bless me that I get your association. And please bless me I can speak something beneficial in alignment with Guru Parampara. So I came across this one, a very important text. It's in Canto 3, Chapter 12, 28. So the Brahma is creation, is happening, and this is the part when Vidura, Vidura, so Maitreya Muni is telling this. He says, "Oh Vidura, we have heard that Brahma had a daughter named Vak, who was born from his body, and who attracted his mind towards sex, although she was not sexually inclined towards him." Now please understand that it says in Brahma Samhita by His Divineness Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and you can find a copy online. Other day Madhura Kuti quoted the 64 arts from there. So please note that this Brahma Samhita is sang by Lord Brahma at the beginning of creation. It has clear knowledge. It speaks about Ganesha, Shambhu, their position, his own position. He speaks about creation. It speaks about Lakshmi Devi. It speaks about everything. The knowledge is so clear, crystal clear. And even after singing Brahma Samhita, Brahma had an occasional fall down. It was very for a second or whatever. But this is Lord Brahma. And Prabhupada writes this in the purport. If Brahma could be a victim of the sexual urge, then what of others who are prone to so many mundane frailties? This extraordinary immortality on the part of Brahma was heard to have occurred in some particular kalpa. So please note that word, in some particular kalpa. But it could not have happened in the kalpa in which Brahma heard directly from the Lord the four essential verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because the Lord blessed Brahma after giving him lessons on the Bhagavatam that he would never be bewildered in any kalpa whatsoever. This indicates that before the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, he might have, again the word important is his might have, fallen a victim to such sensuality. But after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam directly from the Lord, there was no possibility of such failures. So that is, Srimad Bhagavatam is so glorious, Amalam Puranam. You cannot fully understand, taste the sweetness of this this fruit, which is just sweetness personified. And Sridhar Swami tells in another next few purports that after that, it seems Brahma gave up his body, right? That's what we hear. But it's not that Brahma gave up his body. Sridhar Swami explains that he gave up the mentality. So it's very important. Even if we have occasional deviation, it's very important to give up that mentality right away. And that's so that B is for Srimad Bhagavatams. If anybody wants a Srimad Bhagavatam set, please see Divyanga Prabhu afterwards. Now, C is for chanting, I would like to say that. So A is for? Everybody knows. Thank you for helping. B for? Books and Bhagavatam. Thank you. Thank you for being awake. C is for chanting. C is for chanting. In letter to Chadurani, July 9th, 1971, Srila Prabhupada writes, "Real Ekadashi means fasting and chanting and no other business. When one observes fasting, the chanting becomes easier. So on Ekadashi, other business can be suspended as far as possible, unless there is some urgent business." And we used to have such wonderful full-night bhajans on Ekadashi. On Nirjala Ekadashi, ladies still do at Kirtaniya, Madhumati Mataji, we all do bhajans, Parijata, Dandakesh, Ragatmika Prabhu. Everybody joins, it's so sweet. And everybody else is also invited, and I think men also have their bhajans. Now, chanting, another famous pastime in sixth canto is the pastime of? Please help. Sixth canto, chanting on the On the glories of chanting, how it can give you, even if you have fallen down, just chanting once the name of Lord can give the deliverance. Ajamila, thank you so much. And it's very glorious, it's highly quoted, so I went for some other katha. It's very sweet too. It's in from the 26th Ekadashi's book. It's I have a PDF if anybody wants, it's free. So, and this is very sweet, Papamochini Ekadashi story. I really liked it. So there's Lord Kubera, demigod Kubera has a very beautiful place. It's called Chitraratha. In the season of spring, our spring, which is March, April, the gardens look the most beautiful because the spring has sprung. And even Lord Indra comes with his entourage. And one time, Apsara named Manjigosha came. And there are also rishis in this forest because, why, you know, it has a lot of water and a lot of peace. So there's a rishi named Medhavi, sorry, just Medhavi, not Sumedhavi yet. So there's this rishi, and he has so much effulgence coming out of his body because he has done so much austerity. He's so knowledgeable. He's wearing Brahmana clothes. Looks very crisp. He has a danda, sannyas danda, it says in that book. And so he's doing austerity, and this Manjugosha Apsara gets a little bit attracted, but she is still, you know, giving him respect. She sits at a distance and plays on Tanpura. Beautiful melody. The rishi cannot hear it, but she can control herself. And then Cupid comes and sees it, and he knows that this Medhavi Rishi is devotee of Lord Shiva. And recently he was, you know, he had a thing, clash with Lord Shiva, so he decides to take revenge. So he goes and causes lusty desires in heart of this Apsara, Manju Kosha. And he uses his eyebrows as the for his bow, and he uses her eyes as the bow, and eyebrows as that string for the bow, and he shoots the arrows at her heart, and she goes towards the rishi, and then Cupid also goes to the rishi, and he causes him to open the eyes and look at her and hear the music and feel, you know, smell her bodily fragrance and see her beauty, and lo and behold, you know, they seem to be a couple. And so here, it says that as soon as they hugged, this book says, instantly, purity of his heart and mind abandoned him. So then, They are together, many long time passes, and she says, Rishi, please let me go, because she's afraid of his wrath. But she, again, he's not the same person she was attracted to, because this Rishi she saw had effulgence and purity, you know. So he says, just one more night. And you know how much time passes this time? 57 more years, 9 months and 3 days, it says. Exactly, that's how much time passed. And again she says, Rishi, please let me go. Please, I was there for such a long time, and, you know, I have served you, obviously. No, he goes, just one more night. Actually, there's this famous song called Just One More Night. And it seems to be originated at Chitraratha Gardens. So please, and she again says, Rishi, please be merciful. Again, one more night. And she says, please, please be merciful. And think of all the time you have already spent with me. So the sage reflected on the years he had been with Manjugosha. And now he realizes, after a long time, then 57 years, 9 months, 3 days, and then again some time. And he goes, oh my God, I have spent so much time with you. Does this happen to you when you're on Facebook or something, searching? Oh my God, so much time has passed. So he cursed her to become evil Pishacha, hobgoblin. And she goes, oh, best of the Brahmanas, please be merciful and revoke your curse. Oh, Master, I have spent 57 years, plus many years or whatever. Oh, Master, please be kind to me. And now Medhavi Muni just got a little understood what he did. And he said, oh, gentle lady, What can I possibly do? You have destroyed all my austerities. So he realizes that this happened, right? And again, we see that it's not that he was blaming her, but we see that he has lost his purity. So it becomes a blame game from both sides. But even then, what you have done sinful deed, he said. But I will tell you a remedy. And the remedy is to follow the vow of Papamochini Ekadashi. Whoever fasts on the sacred day becomes completely freed from having to take birth in any kind of devilish form. And so we hear again from going back to Jadurani's letter that Prabhupada wrote to Jadurani. Ekadashi means not just fasting, but also doing continuous chanting. Prabhupada says in a couple of other letters too, this is what Ekadashi really means. And actually it's good to study for class, because otherwise I would not have known. With these words, the sage left for Chavanarishi, which is his father's ashram. And as soon as Chavanarishi saw him, he said the same thing. Oh son, what have you done? You must do Ekadashi fast too to become purified of this. And so he also does it. And then they get purified. So we see, and at the end of the story it says, thus all his sins were destroyed, and he again became filled with the excellent merit. Similarly, Manjukosha observed the same fast and became free of the hobgoblin curse. Ascending once again to the heavenly spheres, she too returned to her former position. So we read that Brahma's so-called, as Prabhupada says, might have been fall down, or this rishi from the celibacy vow. But it was occasional, it was not deliberate. Here the Cupid is throwing the arrows. And so it's very important that they can return to their own position. They can return. Brahma is our glorious Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya Guru. So I would request just 1 second to pray for those who may have gone away just had accidental something small, and you know they may have broken the vows for instant. Let's please pray for them on this auspicious day of Diwali, Kartik, that please they come back to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada said, devotees, they ask us, how can Lord Vamandeva cross the universe in 3 steps? And how can 3 words, Hare Krishna and Rama, purify everything? Right? But it's just like the 3 steps of the universe. This Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna and Rama, they can really take us, they can really help us transcendent. We can really conquer this lust, which is the all-devouring enemy. And then D is for deity worship, I would like to say. Again, going back to basics on how I feel that we can all work on, or at least I can work on. Prabhupada wrote to Ladini Devi on December 29th, 1970. Proper deity worship with all attention to cleanliness is of the utmost importance. If you can please the deity by your sincere service, then your temple will flourish. To be able to personally serve the deity is a great privilege, and such a person is very fortunate indeed. So you continue in this way and Krishna will surely bless you. Another time, another brahmachari asked Prabhupada, I'm really agitated by some thoughts of, again, Maya is alluring me. What should I do? And Prabhupada said, please do deity worship. You must do deity worship, because he knew what else he was doing, and you know, you must do deity worship. So. One time, a book distributor asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? And Prabhupada said, deity worship. So, my sincere obeisances to all the deity worshippers here, whoever are brahmanas and who, such a beautiful service they do, year after year, day after day. I know some pujaris buy $400 worth of flowers every month. And our altars are so beautiful, so gorgeous. The best in the world, you know, where we are so, so lucky. And so ABCD, anybody would like to say? What are they? I mean, everybody knows it. Please help me. Association, books, Chanting. DG Darshan, thank you so much. I would like to just add some couple of small letters to it. E is for extending yourself. If you see somebody struggling, please extend yourself and ask. Just like Mother Sukhada does, Mother Mahavishnu Priya does, Swaha does. They ask, how are you? And they sincerely mean it, and I'm sure a lot others do. Mother Gaura Bhakti asks about health, and Ragatmika Prabhu always does this. And F is for follow-up. If he wants to ask, please follow up. You just follow up with a small casual conversation, because Prabhupada said the one thing that pleases him most is this, to see the all the devotees are caring for each other and there's unity in our movement. So really, to please Prabhupada, let's pray for those who may have accidentally might have had fallen down or gone, and let's extend ourselves that they come back, because Prabhupada said, I boil 3 gallons of blood for each and to make each and every devotee. So the devotees are so rare. And also pray for ourselves. And I cannot finish without saying about Vishnu Jan Swami. Pushta Krishna Prabhu says this in his memories. Vishnu Jan Swami asked Prabhupada, if someone falls down from the sannyas position, do they have to do what Chota Haridas did in order to keep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy? Of course, that time Srila Prabhupada said yes. And then, a year later, I believe, Srila Prabhupada was on the morning walk, and Tamal Krishna Goswami was here. And this morning walk is recorded, but at a certain point it was cut off. And Tamal said, as soon as Prabhupada heard that, we think he may have committed suicide, Prabhupada began to cry. He said, Vishnu Chan didn't have to do that. Tamal asked Prabhupada, do you know where Vishnu Chan is? Prabhupada said, he's very advanced. He's still chanting Hare Krishna. About 2 weeks later, Prabhupada woke up one morning and said that Vishnu Chan had been chanting to him. And so we don't know which person goes away. And they could be pure devotees like Vishnu Chan Swami, like Chota Haridas. And so, one, two small things. Today is Diwali. So just as Ayodhya Vasis, they welcomed Lord Ram after he had killed the demon of lust personified, which is Ravana. And they came back to Ayodhya, and the Deepavali was done. Today is that festival of, as Prangavinda Prabhu read, that Deepavali is done. So let us welcome the Lord. Kill that lust. Try to burn that lust. And welcome the Lord in our hearts with the lamps of our love. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Today is also the day on which this important pastime happened. I'll play audio. Here is Raghunath Swami speaking and Jai Pataka Swami saying a word. Please hear carefully. I hope you can hear it. So this is today is the most important pastime of Damodara occurred, and we don't have time, but I'm sure I would love to hear you. What do you say? Because we can remember Lord Damodara's beautiful pastimes in his face, and probably not fall to this lust. Any thoughts and comments about? Yes, please. Thank you so much for attending and speaking.
Other day, I was giving class online, it's called Bhakti Japa Samudra. And one person asked me a question, who is responsible for Ajami's fall down? Mm. So, I'm sure you know that group. They are not regular. Mm-hmm. They're mostly like very intelligent people in that group. So then I was praying to actually Prabhupada and Nitai Gaur. So my what I understood by their mercy, if there is a, whether some impression from previous life or this life or my contemplation, whatever reason, some impression of a opposite sex or some temptation is there, versus there is a spiritual life on the other side, and I choose to enjoy these, and Krishna says, sarvasya chaham vidhi sannivishta matta smriti gana apahananchi. From me comes the memory, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So now Krishna is sanctioning forgetfulness potency. Mm. That I forget him so I can enjoy what I want. Is it Krishna's fault that he sanctioned? Or is it my fault as an ajami or pramgurindas that I choose this? I should say Krishna is merciful, because if I think of him, I cannot enjoy that. But I choose to enjoy that. So he said, okay, I have another potency called forgetfulness. Now, don't worry about it. I'm not there. So I'm asking you, who is responsible? So that's how I explain. And she liked it, but I'm asking you. We are praying, but still it is individual choice is there.
Cupid. Cupid is responsible.
No. It is me, decision maker.
Yes.
If I choose this, Krishna is mercifully blocking that, okay, don't worry, you don't have to think of me anymore. Mm. Do what you want to do. It's not Krishna's fault. It's my fault.
Yes.
I don't need to be rude, but that's the reality.
No, absolutely. And I read letter after letter. Prabhupada says, you must follow your vows, otherwise you're cheating. We are not this society of cheating cheaters. Ragatmika Prabhu, would you like to add something?
Thank you for your class. In the mood of your selecting letters from the alphabet, and on the subject of celibacy, for anyone who is training a young boy in Krishna consciousness, this may help in the area of encouraging celibacy. The acronym MIND, M-I-N-D, can remind us what are the benefits of maintaining celibacy. One increases their memory, M. I, they increase their intelligence. N, their whole body and life force is nourished by retaining that life. And nourishment. The body becomes so strong and vital. And D, determination, as Gandhi exhibited. So what is M?
Memory,
intelligence,
nourishment,
determination. Hare Krishna. I kind of made that up when I was raising my boy.
Thank you. Okay.
I'm just stretching. I'm from immune system.
I have a quote of Prabhupada about renunciation.
Please.
That I always think, because in Sanders College I also teach nowadays. So I was like, Prabhupada, one quote, many quote Prabhupada has, one quote he says, renunciation is the result of genuine spiritual emotion. That means, you said similar thing you said in your class, that more we are attached to Krishna, automatically detachment will take place. We don't need to endeavor separately. But attachment, we have to endeavor. It's not going to happen automatically. So that's it.
Thank you so much. Yes?
What did you say? You said girls are bruising themselves?
Yeah.
Due to what does that mean?
Oh, they will not eat, they will vomit, because they think they don't look beautiful enough, especially the lines here for the makeup.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Vanchakalpa Parivesha.